Around 200 participants associated with the Military Vehicle Preservation Association will be kicking off a drive up the Alaska Highway on Saturday to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the highway's construction. Wendy Rossum is a logistics and public relations volunteer with the group.
If you're a collector of a historic military vehicle, the chance to drive the Alaska Highway is just sort of one of the ultimates on your bucket list because of all of the history there. You really can't be a collector of a historic military vehicle without knowing what a significant role they played in the building of the highway, and you can't look at a photo of that whole construction project without seeing one of these vehicles.
Rossum says people have come from across the nation, Canada, and as far away as Australia. They will host a big kickoff at Mile Marker Zero in Dawson Creek, B.C. on Friday night and start off early Saturday morning, traveling 4,100 miles over 27 days. The first stop in Alaska will be in Chicken on August 15th. 77 military vehicles are making the trip.
We have 33 that are World War II era, 11 from the Korean War era, 17 Vietnam era vehicles, and 14 from Desert Storm.
Spending weeks on the road in historic vehicles that were built for war efforts, not luxury, could be uncomfortable. Rossum says there's a wide range of restoration and modifications.
We're actually traveling in a 1942 Dodge WC-21, which is sort of like a pickup truck size. And my husband has done all sorts of restoration and upgrades on it. And in fact, I have seat heaters in my Dodge, even though it's an open cab and we have no doors. And it, when it rains, you get wet. And when it's cold, you get cold. But that seat heater is going to help.
Rossum says there are 60 vets on the trip and 46 women with the group. The convoy will end up in Delta Junction on August 21st, where they will display their historic rides at the fairgrounds and take a group photo at the end of the highway marker. Rossum says they anticipate being back in Dawson Creek by August 30th. Pictures are at our website, alaskapublic.org.